Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the Corlin Economics Report. Good to be with you guys. Nice to be particularly with the people on the radio. The people on our blog are absolutely marvelous. It's, of course, nice to be with them. Here we go. We're going to start off talking about politics. There's really not much else you can talk about other than political coverage right now. I think that has any major impact on the American people. Turns out that Fox News is not going to let Tucker Carlson out of his contract. He's going to be relegated to not doing anything for the next 2 years if it's not on Fox. Jimmy, what are your comments on that?
Well, this is what Megyn Kelly is reporting right now, that basically Fox News is holding Tucker hostage in order to keep him from competing with other networks, and his $20 million a year contract, in order to hold that for, they may be holding that over his head. So we don't actually know the specifics of what's going on behind the scenes, but we do know that Tucker Carlson has hired a very effective lawyer. The same lawyer that Don Lemon on CNN, who was fired, has hired to support them in their cases to resolve their contract issues. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes.
Yeah.
But the most interesting bit of information that I believe is Tucker Carlson came out Wednesday night, made his first public statement from his basement, and basically gave a very kind of positive message, in a sense, that said, hey, look, you know, this is really about things that are important, and most of the news media stuff that you hear is not important.
Yeah.
And with that message, he didn't call anyone out. He didn't say anything very negative, other than with the press and the media and the people that are the corporations that are controlling things. He has had over 60 million views in a 24-hour period for that particular message, that little video. It's a very short video, a couple of minutes long. Now, what that tells me as an analyst is people are hungry for media heads or voices, talking heads, to stand up and go against the system. And I think this is a very big turning point. I told our listeners in the blog, remember the 24th of April?
Yeah.
2023. It is a significant date in history, and I think that it's going to show that many Americans that had kind of turned to Tucker and to the Five and other Fox Network shows to say, you know what, I'm an independent or I'm a Democrat and I kind of don't believe what's going on MSNBC.
Right.
Huge drop in CNN. Network news was down. People were turning to try to find an alternative view. I think those people are even going to be more disenchanted with the corporate news entities, and you're going to see more movement towards independent news and away from the corporate news. And, of course, that will be, in my view, a good opportunity for free speech.
Jimmy, what do you know about the listenership or viewership, I guess I should say, to be perfectly correct? What do you know about the viewership on the three major networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS? What do you know what's going on there?
Well, you know, they dominate in the Nielsen ratings, and they dominate in the overall views, just the regular network news, half-hour or hour-long shows.
Yeah.
In the past, they dominated. However, Fox cable news had actually just began to surpass them. And then the reason why is all news networks, including Fox, have had a decline in overall viewers, but those viewers have shifted away from basically a bland corporate narrative. And I think that has to do with the lack of trust over what people were told over COVID. It has to do with the lack of trust over what people told about the 2020 election. It has to do with the lack of trust of these actual so-called journalists attacking people because of alternative views or different views. And I think you're starting to see the American people be a little bit fed up with it.
Yeah.
At the same time, you're seeing more voices reach out, especially on Twitter, as Elon Musk took away some of the technical controls that were silencing conservative voices there. So there's a big move away from those networks. At one point, it was going towards cable. Now it's going towards independent social media type things. How good is that? I don't know. But I do appreciate the fact that you could post something on Twitter and a link to a news feed or some other article and actually get a different view than what is controlled by the mainstream media outlets.
Well, I think really what's behind this whole thing, if you want to know the truth, I think the Democrats are behind it. And I want to tell you why I say that. Number one, when you look at the numbers, Joe Biden is very, very unpopular. He gets more unpopular by the day. And I think the American public is getting fed up with that. I think they're fed up with the fact that unless they are just rabid Joe Biden fans, they're getting up. Fed up with it because they really don't want to see the man run for re-election. And now, especially with the general consensus being, Jimmy, that Kamala Harris is being prepped for the presidential seat.
Al, I'd like to talk about this particular thing in detail in the last segment. You know,
sure.
Talk about the politics.
I think that would be very appropriate, Jimmy. I just think what we have here is a huge, huge backlash from the American people. And yeah, we can devote a whole segment to that. But that's great.
I agree with you. I think we are seeing a beginning to see a backlash, a slow movement of the population, and it takes a long time, you know.
Yeah.
We used to joke in the government, it's like turning the government around like an aircraft carrier. You know, it takes miles to get it in a different direction. It takes a couple of years to move the direction that you want in policy when you take over the reins of government. The unfortunate reality with the Biden administration, and you are absolutely right, Al, he has now reached the lowest poll numbers in his entire presidency. And those poll numbers are actually below what Donald Trump was at the height of the Russian collusion narrative and the potential impeachment actions and all the accusations. At the same time, you're watching Joe Biden announce his reelection campaign, but through a video that's pre-taped, while he makes mistake after mistake in public appearances, people are saying, wait a second, something's going wrong. We don't have confidence in the leadership. We don't have confidence in the economy, because the economy is another very big indicator of where people's, you know, hopes lie. And it's we're going down. And I think the next segment we should talk about economic problems.
You bet. They're getting bigger and bigger and bigger with every announcement that comes out.
Exactly. And this is all actually related to the Biden policies that really are not going to have the biggest effect until the next year or two. So I think the American people and many people, I mean, a lot of people have been asleep, right? But it's now beginning. The inflation is hitting people's pockets.
Yeah.
The ideological indoctrination, the transgenders in women's sports, you know, these things are beginning to affect people. You know, when their kids are out there on the women's or the girls' track team and get beat by somebody who's pretending to be a girl that's actually a guy, families go, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And I think these are the direct result of this administration's policies. We're going to see the fruits of that, or the actual rotten fruit of that coming up. And of course, this relates right back to the media and the tech companies, the corporate media and the tech companies trying to protect Biden and actually trying to attack Trump. They're trying to alienate conservatives. They're trying to alienate Republicans. And in particular, they're very afraid of another Trump administration, which would, you know, cause a lot of problems for their agenda.
I think he's the only guy, quite frankly, who can cause problems for the Democrats. And to me, that's a very interesting observation. Jimmy, I'd like you to wrap up this segment. We're down to about 9:07. We got to drop it at 9:15, which is very quickly
The
corner.
Once again, watching Tucker, see where he lands, but most importantly, looking overall at what's happening with the media is really important, Al.
Very important.